This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A local activist in his year with ties to the military regime that currently controls the country has said the only way to avoid conflict in the nation between mutinous soldiers that ousted the democratically elected president on July 26th and regional nations who are threatening an invasion to reinstate him is to recognize the new regime as the ones in power. Activist Insagarba Sayidu, a local who supports Niger's new military rulers with their communications efforts, said there will be no dialogue with regional countries until they acknowledge the new head of state. The West African bloc, ECOWAS, has threatened to use military force if President Mohamed Bazoum, who took office 2 years ago, is not released and reinstated. However, the junta has dismissed its warnings. On the streets of Niger's capital, Niamey, food vendor Musa Ahmed said Saturday he supports the coup and its leader, Abdourahmane Tchiani, but believes the nation should return to civilian rule.
China should be in power for a while, but to negotiate him in short possible time to give the power to a civilian government.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Saturday delivered an internationally focused video address thanking a number of nations for throwing their weight behind Kyiv in its struggle against Russian aggression. First, Zelensky hailed Greece's addition to the G7 security guarantees for Ukraine, becoming the 14th country to do so. In the message, the president said, "It's very important every week that Russia sees new international activity in support of Ukraine and normal life." The president also thanked Germany, the Netherlands, and Azerbaijan for pledging additional aid to the embattled country. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign ministry said Saturday it thwarted Ukraine's rocket strike on the Crimean Bridge, calling it a terrorist attack and vowing retaliation. Russia's defense ministry reported Ukraine forces targeted the Crimean Bridge and several other unspecified targets Saturday. This is VOA News. Hawaiian Governor Josh Green and U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, Administrator Deanne Criswell Saturday toured what was left of the city of Lahaina on the island of Maui, where wildfires killed at least 80 people, and he said he expected the death toll to rise. Speaking to reporters as he toured the devastated town, Green said immediate operations would focus on the loss of life.
There were already 80 fatalities. It's going to rise. It will certainly be the worst natural disaster Hawaii ever faced. It may be the worst fire that America ever faced by the time it's done. We can only wait and really support those who are living.
Meanwhile, FEMA Administrator Criswell added they were working on providing longer-term shelter options for survivors, including through hotels and property rental company Airbnb. Ecuador's government has moved one of the country's most powerful gang leaders into a maximum security prison. About 4,000 security personnel from Ecuador's military and national police took part in the transfer Saturday of Los Chineros gang leader Adolfo Macias. He was shifted from a medium security facility to a maximum security prison within the same large complex of detention facilities in the port city of Guayaquil. The security personnel also raided the jail where Macias was being held and confiscated weapons, ammunition, and explosives. The move came 3 days after the assassination of Ecuador presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio, who spoke out against drug cartels and had denounced threats from Macias. Ecuadorian Interior Minister Juan Zapata had described Villavicencio's killing as a political crime of a terrorist nature. Poland's defense minister has said they are sending military reinforcements to the border with Belarus due to hostile rhetoric and actions on behalf of Poland's neighbor. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Mariusz Błaszczak met with some of the troops recently deployed close to the Belarus border in eastern Poland. Both Belarus and Russia are calling the buildup of Polish troops on the border a hostile act. The defense minister asserted that the military presence was nothing more than a deterrent move. It is indeed being amassed, but to deter an aggressor, to strengthen the borders and to ensure security. This is the way it is and this is the way it will be, despite the various fake news and despite the various disinformation campaigns. He has already recently confirmed that 10,000 Polish troops will be stationed on the border with Belarus, in addition to the usual border guards. I'm Karen Chamas.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.